We are privileged this morning to have Zane Perkins with us to speak for us. Zane and his wife Patty both grew up on the mission field. Zane's family served as missionaries in Colombia, and Ty's family served as missionaries in Italy, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and the Dominican Republic. They raised their four children while serving as missionaries in Chile. After 17 years of mission work in Santiago, Chile, they returned to the United States. Currently, Zane is the Director of Advancement Relations at Sunset International Bible Institute. Ty is a Spanish teacher and translator for several Christian ministries. They have worked as a ministry team for 26 years to spread the gospel throughout the world. Zane, come and speak to us from God's Word.
It is a pleasure to be with you this morning. I've been wanting to come to Mac for a number of years since I met Mark Asher in Brazil one time. It's just an honor to be here with you this morning. And I have to make a confession. This is the first time I've ever done a Missions Emphasis Sunday or a Missions Sunday at a church that I wasn't the missionary asking for money. And so it's a great pleasure because there's a lot of pressure when you're asking for the money to be like Moses in Exodus. You know, he's asking for the temple, and then the people bring and they bring and they bring and they bring and finally he has to say, that's enough. But that's not what it's about. Emphasizing missions and emphasizing the work that goes on in the kingdom is not about money. We know that there's finances needed to do that, but it's not about money. So this morning, as we have an opportunity to go into the Word of God and to share just a little bit about faith, I want you to know, I tried to figure out, what can I say that will encourage you or inspire you to be like the brethren of Macedonia? As Paul writes in 2 Corinthians about the brethren in Macedonia, he says they were eager to share because they wanted to give according to their means, but they first gave of themselves in that process. So how can I this morning, as we're emphasizing mission, how can I inspire you to give of yourself to the calling of the gospel? I read a quote, or heard a quote of a missionary just a few weeks ago, and he says, mission is not something you do. Mission is not something you support. But it is the journey we are all on as followers of Christ. It is a journey of faith. And that's what we'll be looking at this morning. Let me give you just a little background about how the missionary, some of you have been missionaries, I know you have quite a few here, some of you may not, but there's a cycle that all missionaries go through. As we go through life, we go through a certain point in our life, we come to a point where we decide as missionaries to give our lives to the Lord and let God sustain us through His people. So we pick up from where we are and we move to another country. Or to another city, or to another state. And we begin to enjoy that place. I don't know of any missionary that you talk to that shortly after you find out they're a missionary, they can pull out the pictures and show you where they live. They may be pictures of mountains. They may be pictures of desert. They may be pictures of jungle. They may be, you never know, but every missionary that comes into my life has the same thing. The place they live is the best. And we believe that. Whether it's rural, whether it's urban, but we love where we live. And we learn to live there. But shortly after we get there, we learn to adjust to a culture. And we learn to get to where we love people. And we learn to minister to people in a different culture by leading people to Christ. By discipling young Christians in the faith. And we run headlong or head forward into this concept of ministry in situations that are terrible. Some leading their sinful nature, others facing trials and persecutions,
maybe even death threats, maybe even personal trials of sin, could be even burnout, sexual abuse, and different sins and we work through that process with the people we're trying to train up to come to know our Lord. And graciously, God, for the most part, brings us out better on the other side. And once we start getting comfortable again in this idea of ministry to people, most missionaries will end up picking up, moving somewhere else, and the cycle starts all over again. That's the missionary cycle. My wife and I have lived that many a times in our lives, as kids, as adults with kids. But that's a cycle. But let me ask you this, is that cycle very different than what's actually going on in your life? Have some of you not, as singles or adults or as marrieds, as families, picked up and moved to another place where God has called you to be because of a job, because of a situation, because of a need to be closer to family? You move to another place and you're in that same situation. And when you get there, you learn to love the people you're around. And you dive into ministry, you get to be a part of the church, and you help people with family struggles and family issues and family difficulties. And you bear one another's burdens in that process. And God takes you through those waters. And then the next thing happens, things seem to be really good, and guess what? You got to move and start all over again. We've all gone through that process. That is a cycle of being God's chosen people in the kingdom. So here, as we're going to celebrate your missionaries on the mission field, I know if I talked to them, they would say the exact same thing. We're all missionaries. We're all part of this faith journey that we are upon. And so what I've come to understand over the years, doing my own mission work and reaching out and teaching with other missionaries and working with other missionaries, is that missions is not about out there. Missions is about what's in here. And as we learn to walk a faith or a missional faith journey, God will move some to go. He will move some to send others. He will move some to be a part. He will move some to sacrifice. He will move some to do and serve and disciple one another. And he'll move some to pray and to live. So the objective of missions is to have a missional faith journey. And that's what I want to share with you this morning. Some of it's my experience, some of it's not. So the first thing we find in our faith missional journey is that we as people need to learn to focus on God. When Jesus is around his disciples and people are coming to him and he wants to encourage them to be disciples, and he talks about sharing with them about being disciples, and one of the things that he says in a comment, he says, "What good is it for a man to gain the world but lose his soul?" That's in Mark chapter 8. Have you ever known somebody, or have you ever gone through that process, that maybe you spent a lot of time at work, doing a lot of work, which was a good work, and you were trying to provide for your family, and you were going and you were working hard so that your family could have what they need, and all of a sudden you realize that you're very distant from God? Have you ever been with your family and you realize that real quickly you've gotten all confused and all messed up and trying to provide activities for your children and trying to do athletics and dance and all the different things, and all of a sudden you realize that you've lost the focus of what's truly important, and that's God? You ever been really involved in church stuff? Coming to church? Being a part of this group and helping in this ministry and doing that for God and doing this? Now, all of those things are good. But sometimes we get so busy about doing church and forgetting that it's about the relationship with God. We struggle with that on the mission field. We're out serving and teaching and preaching and sharing about faith. And all of a sudden, we realize that we haven't worked on that relationship with God. It's like a couple who's been married for many years. They've had children, they've raised their children, and their children have been successful. They've been successful in their careers. You know, they've been successful in their ministry. And then all of a sudden, they realize one day that there's no more love in their relationship because they forgot about each other. So when I share with you this morning about your faith journey, we must remember it's not about church or work or family. Those are all part of it. It's about that relationship with God who can sustain you to be who you need to be. If we will learn that process, if we will learn that it's not about living a comfortable life, it's not about making our families feel comfortable, it's not about just being a good church member, it's about growing and developing that relationship with God, I promise you that missions will never go without. You cannot come to know God and not be about mission. So a missional faith journey is one that focuses on God. And that focus on God moves us to be missional in our lives. The second thing we see that is important when we talk about faith journey is that we often need to become and be made aware of where God is already working. Jesus says to his disciples on the Sermon on the Mount, he says, "You are light, and this light you need to put upon a pedestal so that all can see." Matthew chapter 5. And he begins to share with them a little bit about what it's, you're the light on this hill, you're the salt of the earth, and you're there. What's interesting to me, and I was challenged by a missionary one time, he said, when you go into a room and you turn on a light, what happens? I said, well, you see the couch, you see the table, you see the TV, you see the toys on the floor that you didn't see before. And he said, that's exactly what being the light of Christ is about. We go and we move and we go into these areas that we become the light of the world, but God is already at work because the chair was already there before the light turned on. We just came into the room, flipped the light switch so we could see the chair. So we as missionaries, we go and we are a part of what God is doing, and all we're doing is shining a little bit of light on where God is already working in the lives of the people. You remember the story in 2 Kings chapter 7 when Samaria is under siege. And there's these four lepers that they're going to go out and they just want to get a little bit of food. And they go out into the Syrian army. And when they get there, they think they're going to die. But when they get to the camp, if you remember the story, they get to the camp. And in this camp, there is nobody. But there's food, there's water, there's wine, there's wealth. And after a little bit, they decide, wait a minute, we've got to go tell everybody else. What did they do other than go to where God was already working? So as we look at faith, as we look at a journey that takes us into faith, we as believers in God, we have to learn to be aware of where God is already working and let us just shine a little bit of light and say, oh, there's God. Here's what he's doing. And if we'll do that, if we will learn to be aware in this faith journey of God's working, God will move us to be generous people. God will move us to be sacrificing people. And God will put us in situations where we need to be all in. And I'm not talking just about in Honduras or Africa. I'm talking about here. So that's the second thing we need to remember as we talk about exalting mission. It's becoming aware of where God is already working, and you get to partner with Him. The third thing that we see in this idea of becoming a place that emphasizes this faith mission or this journey of faith is that we need to learn to be intercessors in prayer. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus has been working all day, and He's been ministering to people all day, and He comes and He's tired, and He sees the people and He says, it's though they don't have a shepherd. And the text says, and He was moved with compassion towards them. But what's exciting to me about that is, in His being moved, He challenges His disciples to pray for workers in the harvest. He doesn't fix all the problems in His compassion. He says, pray about sending more people into the kingdom, doing kingdom work. So we as Christians, as we look at emphasizing missions, we are a part of that integral part of interceding continually for God's work. Dennis and Jessica, in their last report, they were asking for prayers for healing sickness. Rigoberto and Melissa, they were asking prayers for us to lift up people that they're studying with. David Nestor Dominguez, that they were supporting a small church and they needed your prayers. They needed you to be integral in that part of praying for that new church. And Ricky and his family wanting us to be about prayer for the new church that's being built. Jim and Donna were asking for prayers about the sharing gospel sharing ministry and the work that they had done at the beginning of the year, even with Sunset People. And Bob and Annette Whitaker were talking about, we've started this new thing in our church about sharing groups, and they wanted us to continually be praying about the brethren learning to share more in that process. We know that's biblical, because Paul says that about his work. He says, pray for me. So as we step into this idea of being faith-based missions, about being on this journey of faith in our missional lives, we have to continually be about prayer. Because it's proven time and time again, if we intercede continually for the work of God in this world, we will be active in the work of God in this world. The fourth thing. The fourth thing we see about about a faith mission, that it's about transformation. The faith mission is all about transformation in our lives, in the lives of other people through the gospel. A close friend of mine in Chile became an elder in Santiago with the church there, and he'd only been a Christian about 7 years, but the transformation in his life was so fast, and his search for knowledge was so fast, and his development of his Christian character was so fast, there was nobody else near close to him as his ability to lead and shepherd. But it's interesting because when I first met Christian, he was the kind of guy that would get mad at his wife on the way to church, and he would walk on one side of the street and she would walk on the other. I would watch him get so frustrated with people who wouldn't work and didn't have any money. But you know what? He became not only the peacemaker in the church, he became the most generous brother in the church. He was also a man that had to always show strength and never show weakness. But in February of 2019, he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And he decided in about March, April of that same year, that he wanted to go home. Because in the hospital, he could not receive any members of the church. He was in a room, they wouldn't let him come in. But his decision to go home and be in his home meant that he wouldn't have the pain medication he needed to suffice his pains of cancer. So he began to show himself humble and there to minister. And it was amazing. People would come to share with him and minister to him, and they would come out ministered too. About a month before his death was the last time I saw him, and it was the week before we left Chile. And I'm sitting across the room from him a little bit, and I'm doing most of the talking because he can't talk a whole lot. And he says, or actually he doesn't say, he just gets this huge grin on his face. And I'm like, Christian, what's going on? And he motions me to come over closer. And as he begins to whisper in my ear, he says, I get to see our Lord first. A man who did not know God, transformed by the gospel, that he could look at death and say, death, where is your sting? That's the gospel of mission. And so as we become people to understand that it's about faith transformation in our lives, it will be about faith transformation in everybody's lives. And people will be reached for mission, and we will support missionaries, we will lift up missionaries, we will uphold the gospel of Christ, because it's about transformation. Because once you begin to be transformed, you cannot stop talking. But the last one is, and this is where we'll end, we'll close, is that a missions faith journey starts at home. A missions faith journey is one that starts at the home base, because you're missional at your home base. Think about what Jesus told the disciples as he's about to go up into heaven. You will be my witnesses here, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the rest of the world. When Paul gets stuck in Ephesus, and he can't go anymore on his missionary journeys because he can't go to Asia, he teaches and preaches and disciples so that the rest of Asia heard. When Paul, at the end of his time in Rome, he says, at the end of time in Rome, I've been here 2 years, but guess what? All of the household or the guard of Caesar has heard the gospel of Christ. We lift up missions, and most of us think of missions as international. But I want to challenge you that a faith walk of mission shows you and makes you at home the missionary. Because if we will be at home as missionaries, the rest will come into play. Farmers, school teachers, preachers, deacons, elders, mothers, bankers, wives, Bible class teachers, evangelists, all are about the mission of God. It's not about those who just go to other countries. So a missional faith journey starts at home base, not in another field. And as we learn to locally be who God calls us to be, we go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. The song Anywhere with Jesus back up one. The song Anywhere with Jesus, one of the verses that we don't sing too often. It says, anywhere with Jesus over land and sea, telling souls in darkness of salvation free, ready as he has summoned me to go or stay, anywhere Jesus points the way. That's home-based mission. And we can't be missional if we're not home-based mission. So as we look at the things God has done and the things God will do in our lives, if we as people will learn to be focused on our relationship with God, if we will learn in our mission walk, in our faith walk, to be aware of what God is doing, to constantly be interceding in prayer for the mission, allowing God's gospel to transform us and those around us, and realize that I am on the mission field right here in San Antonio. Missionaries will never, or mission works, will never go unfunded and unstaffed. Because we are God's kingdom and we are God's people. So as we move to be missional, God makes us generous. God makes us aware. God puts us on our knees. And we share what he does in our lives. That's what emphasis on mission is all about. It's not about money. It's not about going. It's about living a life of faith. Let's pray. Father, we do come to you now, and I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this wonderful body of believers who have given their lives to serving you. Lord, I pray that they become people that live a missional faith, and that missional faith journey takes them wherever you send them, wherever they need to go, however they need to be sent. And Lord, I pray that you will bless them in that. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be missional.
Let's all stand and sing. I love